What's up, everybody? 3:30 in the morning. Traffic tired. No traffic this early, though. Might have to change the name since I keep doing it this early. So, yesterday we spent the day going over some changes, a couple changes. Not big changes. So I just want to touch in on those as far as those rules. So we do lean more as a sim league than just a free-for-all like a mud style league. With that being said, when I say lean towards it, we're really 50-50. I don't know if you guys ever seen rules for like an actual sim league, but they're like 30 pages long. So we're kind of right in the middle. And by in the middle, I mean we got like 4 pages of rules. And most of them is because the font's big. But regardless, we have a couple. 2 more were added. So last Madden, we had a couple guys leave. Kind of abruptly left their teams in shambles. Nobody wanted the teams. They were hard to fill, so we've been trying to figure out ways to, if guys leave this Madden, hopefully not, but if they do, where the team's not completely destroyed and we can get that team filled. So that's where the trade committee came in. And if you're giving up a star, you're getting a semi-star back. You're not giving up these 90 overall guys for like a bunch of 70s and shit. And the reason for that being is the Jamal Adams trade last Madden. Jets was really hard to fill. And luckily, I think Jay Priest took him. And he actually has him again this Madden, so he can actually keep him intact this Madden now. But since he had a bad Jets team last one, he can have a good one this time. So on top of the trade committee, we just added the other two. One of them is you can only sign players to basically up to 4 years of a contract. The only exception to that is if it's an 85 overall or higher player, which we're considering as a franchise player, a Jadeveon Clowney, a Khalil Mack, Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill, like those guys you want to lock down for 5, 6, 7 years. Those guys, nothing, doesn't matter. Sign them to as long as you want. But if a guy is 70 overall, 75 overall, if he's asking for a 5-year contract, just take a picture of it, shoot us a screenshot or whatever, just proof that that guy's asking for more. If he's asking for 5, you cannot bump it to 7. If he's asking for 5, give him 5. Reason for that being is a lot of teams, they got replaced. Last Madden had a lot of 7-year contracts that guys couldn't cut because it was just too much cap penalties. So guys kept going, can I cut this dude and then you clear my cap penalties? Can you adjust this so I can cut this guy? No, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. So guys trying to, I don't know, do whatever they're doing with all these 7-year contracts, messing teams up in the long run. We're just not allowing it. The other thing is in free agency, off-season free agency, 150 points is the max you can offer on any free agent. And that's strictly just, again, salary cap issues. Don't need a guy, 200 pointing a bunch of free agents and then bouncing and then the next guy's stuck with them. So again, it's all looking out just for everybody's salary cap. If we have to replace guys, I mean, there's multiple reasons why these are happening. Can they be adjusted down the road? Yeah. I mean, for one, we just don't even know how contracts are really working yet. Salaries are appearing to be an issue with large increases, such as Frank Clark on the Chiefs from $6 million to $28 million. So, until we figure all that stuff, well, I'm in traffic now, so I guess this works. But until we figure out the contracts, we're just going to have to mess around with these rules for a few seasons and go from there. Upcoming draft. It's cool. It's a good one. First one of Madden, so we don't have a lot of time to create it. It's just kind of made abruptly, so it's good, but it's not, you know, this next one, this comic draft, I got a whole entire season to make it. There's going to be, I want to say, well over 50 created players in the 2021 draft, the comic draft. Had a handful of guys, probably more, probably 8-10 guys send me, I already had a list of a ton of comic characters. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to comics. I already had a bunch, but basically when guys sent me characters with positions, so I did take that into account for a lot of guys. But that draft is loaded. So, like I said, this draft's got a lot of players in it, especially running back, fullback. I mean, I think every running back and fullback was created all the way down. So, if you need some depth at running back, this may be the draft. Next draft, that comic draft's going to be way more spread out. There's going to be just a couple guys at each position. So, I wanted to touch on the draft. Sliders, gameplay sliders. I've been getting some complaints about face mask and pass interference. So what I need you guys to do is shoot me a DM. And if I don't get, I mean, I get, you guys all send DMs all day anyways while I'm at work. So while you're sending those, shoot me a DM. If you would like to see less face mask and less defensive pass interference. If enough people say they'd rather see less, we will slowly adjust it until people feel it's not that bad. I don't think the pass interference is a huge issue, really. They come at bad times. I don't think it's an issue. Face mask, I don't really have a lot of face masks, but I have seen a lot of face mask penalties. But again, you guys shoot me DMs, let me know what you guys think, and we'll go from there. On to the next portion of traffic talk. I was calling it late hit, or late hits, whatever. But traffic talk, I think I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it to the rear end. Don't ask why. Not your business. I think I'm going to do it. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's not even going to be called traffic talk no more. Maybe it's going to be called something different. But as of right now, traffic talk. Now we're on to the special segment, the rear end. Tom Brady is the greatest. Tom Brady in Madden 20 is the greatest player in Madden history. Yes. Over the 04 Mike Vick. Okay, maybe not the 04 Mike Vick, but Tom Brady in Madden 20 is by far the best throwing accuracy quarterback in Madden history. This dude, I've thrown it into triple coverage and he throws it into the one tiny, tiny seam to where only my wide receiver can get it. I've like watched replays and whatnot, so it's going to be an issue when this guy retires and I'm back to Nick Foles. I'm going to be throwing a lot of interceptions next season. It's kind of season one or bust for me. I just got done listening to Mars Monday. Yeah, I know. It's not Monday. I don't care. It's Tuesday. But I just got done listening to it. Listen to it on my way to work. Gives me something to do. Jimmy was on there. Little hillbilly. They were talking about where did the fuck Jimmy come from. And they're saying me and Vern. Which is close. However, for those of you that don't know, there was a league in Madden 17 that I think Jimmy got Mars into, Mars got me into, called Big Wigs. So Jimmy was impossible to schedule with. This dude, he would, his fucking nap time was at 4 in the afternoon, and then his bedtime was at 6 in the afternoon, and then he had to, he was the hardest dude. This dude, okay, I named him Simmy. I actually had a Simmy award when we actually started Misfits at the end of Madden 17. I used to make these awards, and there was a Simmy award for the most Sims. So Jimmy with an S, Simmy. That's how bad he was. He had his own award. So I got sick of Jimmy. So I would just say fuck Jimmy randomly in the chat, Big Wigs chat. I think we used Slack back then. I would just say fuck Jimmy. That's it. I didn't have anything to say. There was a highlight video towards the last season, second to last season. I don't know if it was a highlight, more of a, just like a leaked video. I don't think it had highlights in it. But the guy who did it asked for quotes on the league, and he just kind of put them together in a video. My quote was fuck Jimmy. They ended the video with fuck Jimmy. So that's actually been around since Madden 17. So there's the origin of that. We have now took it to, we got hashtags and we got bots that, you know, say it. Oh, and on the bot, Jimmy said he wanted to be tagged every time somebody hits him with a fuck Jimmy. Originally, that's how it was. I was working for Pepsi or something, and when you said Jimmy, the bot would say fuck at Jimmy and it would tag him. He got in my DM, he started crying. I'm at work, my phone's going off 30 times with my boss right there, and he had all these fucking excuses. Blah, blah, blah. I took the fun out of it, so I took the at away. So now it just says fuck Jimmy. The very first time that was posted, though, it actually, the bot did say fuck at Jimmy. So Jimmy, do you want that to happen again? Don't make threats. I'll make it happen. You let me know. Well, this is going on 13 minutes. I hope I touched on some relevant league information. I'm not in traffic anymore again, so I don't know how the sound quality is of this, but you guys enjoy the rest of your day. The rear end is out.